This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, only on the radio tonight. No TV tonight. Newsmax covering the New Hampshire results. And by the way, the New Hampshire results are coming in, and it's going to be a big Bernie Sanders victory. And everybody else kind of getting crushed other than Mayor Pete. Bernie Sanders with the big lead in the 30% range, Mayor Pete in second, Klobuchar in third, and Elizabeth Warren being in fourth place in her neck of the woods. She's from Massachusetts, U.S. Senator. I would guess her career is over. Joe Biden in fifth place. He's finished. Stick a fork in him. He's done. Joe Biden is at the kids' table with Tom Steyer and write-in votes. I mean, it's an absolute travesty. I called this. I said it from day one that Joe Biden reminded me when he had this massive lead and it was a foregone conclusion he'd be the nominee and everyone was going to impeach Trump because he went after his opponent. I said, he's not his opponent. He's not an opponent at all. He may not ever get the nomination. People thought I was crazy. I said, he's the Giuliani of 2020. Rudy Giuliani was supposed to win that 2008 nomination for the GOP by a mile. He never won a single state. And Biden's going to be in the same shape. He's going to go from thinking he's the next president of the United States and a lock to be a Democrat nominee to and setting his family up for life to defending, probably spending millions in legal fees and trying to keep himself and his son out of prison. That's going to be the end of his life. Biden's life's not going to be very pleasant. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Great to be with you. Hour number three, the root's on fire, and the Trumpster's on fire. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Coming to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded and owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. God bless you. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. God bless you. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. I founded the Root for the Wall Pack because it's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. 63 million Trump voters together can raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. Make your donation today, 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. And the disclaimer required by FEC law is Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. But if you give $100 or more, if you donate $100 or more, you get a commemorative, beautiful commemorative wall brick that you can show to all your friends. You're part of the solution, building the wall with Wayne Root and Donald Trump. Rootwall.com. Rootwall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. We have no TV tonight, so I'm glad to take calls during this hour, but we are going to have Donald Trump Jr. on. I've got an interview at 5:30 with Donald Trump Jr. will be with us. But until then, if there were calls, we'd love to take it. 833-WAR-TALK, especially in Vegas. You guys in Vegas really don't get a chance to call anymore because when I do take calls on Fridays, it's everyone in the country watching on Newsmax, and we get thousands of calls. It's tough to fight your way through. But right now, we're only on the radio, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to take your calls. Love your emails. Keep them coming, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and my website, RootForAmerica.com. I want to read you my commentary that's coming out in newspapers around the country, starting in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Thursday. I wrote it today. I had a deadline of 11 o'clock this morning, and I got it in. And some things have broken since then that are big news, but I want to read you my commentary. Get ready for Democrat presidential nominee Bernie Sanders. pick your poison. It just can't get any worse for Democrats. They're in a UFC chokehold, politically dead in every direction they move. Who's the nominee to be President Trump? I was the first in the nation to point out many months ago Joe Biden would never be the nominee. Even as Biden was leading by 20 points nationally, I recognized his support was a mile wide but an inch thick. No one really liked Biden. Even Obama refused to endorse his own VP. Then the Trump impeachment hit, and I reported right here in the RJ, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, in my column, that Trump would come out smelling like a rose, while the only victim would be Joe Biden. Bullseye. A new national Quinnipiac poll reports black Democrat support. The only thing Biden ever had was black Democrat support. For Biden, dropped in the days after Biden's Iowa debacle, when he came in fourth place, from 52% to 27%. Hey, everybody loves a winner, and everybody runs from a loser. Even the blacks, who were so strong behind Biden, they're running for their lives. And they probably figured out what I knew from the beginning. If he's so good to black people, how come the first black president, Barack Obama, wouldn't endorse him? His own VP for 8 years. Obama never, no matter what happened, he wouldn't endorse him. And I think he always knew Joe's going to wind up in major legal trouble. He knew that the Ukraine thing led to Obama. And so he stayed away from Joe Biden. He stayed a million miles away. He saw this guy was going to get indicted, and his son was going to get him in big trouble. So who does this leave for Democrats? Bernie Sanders? This frightening Fidel Castro clone is the most radical candidate for president in America's history. He's also the most racist. He spent the most recent Democrat debate calling white America racist from top to bottom. Good luck getting white American middle class to vote for that. Who's left? Mayor Pete? A failed mayor of a small town who looks like he's 12 years old? Who just announced he wants to decriminalize all drugs? Did you know that? Including heroin and meth? Hey, they just caught me with heroin. You're not going to prison. Don't worry about it. Hey, I was just, I had a meth lab. Don't worry about it. Not going to prison. Mayor Pete loves you. No need to waste any more ink on Pete. He's going nowhere. All that's left for Democrats is boring billionaire Mike Bloomberg. But Bloomberg may be the first politician in history to alienate both white and black voters at the same time. Bloomberg's support is about to go to zero. Bloomberg paints himself as a moderate. I've pointed out repeatedly, once the great American middle class, specifically the great American white middle class, sees the details of his radical, extreme, bordering on insane transgender and immigration agenda, Bloomberg's chances of winning a general election are between slim and none. But late-breaking news is in. Bloomberg's odds of winning the Democrat primary, which were probably pretty good up till now, that primary is dominated by black voters, and his odds just went to zero. Bloomberg was caught on audio bad-mouthing blacks in one of the all-time racist rants. Democrats love to call Trump a racist and KKK. Well, Bloomberg's rant makes Trump sound like a bleeding-heart civil rights activist. Bloomberg was caught on audio in 2015 at the Aspen Institute in Aspen, Colorado, saying that all the criminals are blacks, and they must be targeted by police and thrown up against walls to be frisked. I'm not kidding. Bloomberg's heard saying 95% of murderers, and murder victims fit one MO, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 16 to 25, and that's true in virtually every city, and that's where the real crime is. Bloomberg continued, people say, oh my God, you're arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true, Bloomberg says. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods. Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. You thought Trump's Access Hollywood video was bad? Bloomberg is now finished in a Democrat primary dominated by black voters. Get ready for Democrat nominee Bernie Sanders, whether you like it or not. Good luck, Bernie. You're going to need it up against the booming Trump economy. It's my column coming out Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all over the United States of America, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Some big news stories. Very big news day. Liberal media in awe over Trump's massive New Hampshire rally. Far bigger crowd tonight for Trump compared to the Dem rally on Saturday night, said a ABC News anchorman. Jonathan Carl, ABC News reporter Jonathan Carl, big liberal. And he was shocked. Trump supporters as fired up as I've ever seen. This rally's in an arena I was at just 2 nights ago, Saturday night, at an event that included all of the major Democrat candidates. And we have a bigger crowd by far just for Donald Trump than we had on Saturday for all the Democrats. Trump supporters are very energized. You got the impeachment acquittal. Good news on the economy. Democrats coming out of Iowa seem to be in disarray. And by the way, Trump's approval rating is highest level ever. Sounds like Wayne Root said that. No, liberal Jonathan Carl of ABC said it. Who was at the rally? 25% of attendees were Democrats. 17% of them didn't vote in 2016. Good news. Other big news breaking since I started the show, hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett, you know, the guy who said two white guys with Trump hats tried to lynch him in the middle of Chicago's street corner at 2 in the morning, a street corner that's all black in a drug-fueled neighborhood. Two white guys with Trump hats just happened to have a rope and they were going to hang you in a black neighborhood? Really? I'm the only guy in America who, the second this was announced, said, fraud, fraud, fraud. There are no two white guys in that street corner in the history of Chicago at 2 in the morning. He is now indicted by a special prosecutor on 6 new charges. Jussie Smollett, TV career is over, indicted on 6 charges. You know Trump had something to do with that. Good job, Trump. More revenge. And then they would try to sentence Roger Stone to 7 to 9 years in prison. Guy's 67 years old. Nonviolent, never been in trouble in his life, caught up in Mueller and Weissman's abusive witch hunt. And the DOJ said today, we're backing down. That's an abusive sentence, 7 to 9 months. We're going to ask for a sentence much shorter sentence. 4 of Mueller's prosecutors resigned upon hearing that. What a bunch of losers. All of you should be arrested. All the Mueller prosecutors, the losers that they are, should lose their law licenses. You should go to prison for fraud. They're mad because you're not sticking a 67-year-old man in prison for 9 years. Should he pound rocks because he's not a liberal like you? Trump called it an insult to the country. Ridiculous. 7 to 9 years in prison for process crimes. And here's another good news story. U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh is vetting Rudy Giuliani's documents on the Biden crime family. He says there's a smoking gun, and the U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh, Scott Brady, U.S. attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, will vet the Ukraine documents gathered by Rudy Giuliani about the Biden crime family. And this guy's tough on crime. So I'm telling you, Biden has got bigger problems than worrying about presidents. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Notes president Adam Crump will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to finestnotes.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment. Cold and flu season's here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. We should probably change this ad and update it to coronavirus is here. The pandemic is here. Get your My Doctor Suggests, because their products contain alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. What's coronavirus? A virus. And what's coronavirus? It's flu. And what's coronavirus? Bad stuff. And this stuff is good against yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. I have no idea if it can stop coronavirus. Probably not. But it's good against flu in general. It's good against virus in general. So it's probably a good thing to have in your body. I know I'm taking twice as much as I used to take. If this thing breaks in America, I'm going to be Mr. Silver. They'll call me Wayne Silver Root. I'm going to be shining like silver. I'm drinking so much silver to make sure that my body has a strong immune system. So join me and thousands of people who have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off not just your first order, but every order when you tell them Wayne Root sent you, and get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Just make sure you say Wayne Root sent you, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, mydoctorsuggest.com/root, and use the promo code ROOT, or if you call, tell them Wayne Root sent you. You're a big Wayne Root fan, and you get it all at 20% off. Now, keep in mind, in the upcoming segment, we've got Don Trump Jr. on. Looking forward to that interview and that phone call. Don Jr. coming on the show. Son of the President of the United States. The interesting thing about Don Trump Jr. is there was the big Trump rally in New Hampshire last night. And everybody there was spontaneously yelling when Don Trump got to stage, 46, 46, 46. Because, of course, that would make him the next president after President Trump. President Trump is the 45th president of the United States, and that would make him number 46. They were all yelling spontaneously, 46, 46. Everybody's starting to think that Don Trump Jr. is following Trump. And it probably has something to do with the meme that I got that shows President Trump in 2024 and then Donald Trump Jr. Elected in 24 and reelected in 28. And then in 32, it's got Ivanka Trump. And then in 8 years later, it'll be 2040. It's got Eric Trump. And then in 2048, it's got Barron Trump, Trump's youngest son. So it's like for the next 50 years, it's nothing but Trump's running the country. Oh, you want to drive a liberal mad? Send him that meme. That's funny. So I told you about Mike Bloomberg. I mean, we got him. Come on. That's the Access Hollywood tape times 1,000. Because what black person is going to vote for in the Democrat Party is going to vote for Mike Bloomberg when he said all criminals are black, all crimes in black neighborhoods, all cops should go to black neighborhoods, and they should hassle all the black kids and throw them up against the wall. And by the way, if they happen to be, you know, if they happen to have some marijuana on them, let's throw them in jail for 10 years. I mean, who's going to vote for him in a Democrat primary? You're talking about the same party that just genuflex against white people. I mean, it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Just bending over backwards, just kissing the butt of everyone in America who isn't white and saying how terrible white people are. I mean, just, oh my God, you're black, we love you. Oh my God, you're Hispanic, we love you. Oh my God, you're Muslim, we love you. Oh my God, you're gay, we love you. Oh my God, you're a woman, we love you. You're a white man? Oh, we're so embarrassed to even be in the same room as you. That party is never going to vote for a guy who said all crime is blacks. And then it turns out he also had something else to say. Mike Bloomberg said in an interview in 2013, a radio interview, police stop whites too much and minorities too little. So all the frisks should be black people and Hispanic people. No white people should ever be frisked in Bloomberg's world. And Donald Trump tweets out and then deletes Mike Bloomberg is a total racist. I don't know why I can't figure out why Trump deleted it. He should have left it out. Trump said, wow, Bloomberg is a total racist. That's the president of the United States. And then he deleted it. I don't really know why he deleted it, but that was a good shot by Trump. And then other breaking news, Biden abruptly pulls out of New Hampshire as his support flags, and he drops to fifth place. Fifth place. I mean, he's Nowheresville. And so I think the big winner of the night is going to be Bernie Sanders in first. He's got 27.7%. And in second, Mayor Pete. And in third, Amy Klobuchar at 20%. Somehow she climbed up there. And I think Elizabeth Warren is probably done because that's her backyard. And she's in fourth. And in fifth, Joe Biden. I tried to tell you Biden is dead as a doornail. And then he abruptly pulls out of New Hampshire. He's not going to his own victory party. You heard me right. He's not going to his own victory party. He left the state. He's in South Carolina because he realized he's coming in fifth and his whole campaign's hanging by a thread. And by the way, Yang dropped out today. Who? Andrew Yang. Why was he ever in? Another one. Never heard of these people. Up next, Don Jr.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases is going down. The group's director general is expressing cautious optimism about the efforts to control the outbreak. The virus has killed nearly 1,800 people, mostly in China. Democrats in Nevada are calling the early voter turnout over the weekend substantial. The Nevada caucus is set for February 22nd, but at least 25,000 Democrats already showed up and cast their ballots in early voting. Nevada Democratic Party Chairman William McCurdy says things are working well so far.
From the very beginning, what we wanted to do is make sure that we offered the most expansive, accessible, and transparent caucus yet, which is why we have early vote and also have an opportunity for folks to utilize our precinct chairs, utilize low-tech, easy option on caucus day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever, and as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners. All right, Wayne Allen Root with Don Trump Jr. Great honor to have him on. I know at the New Hampshire event just yesterday, Don, the crowd was chanting for you to be the next president of the United States after your dad. Any thoughts on that?
Well, listen, it's obviously an incredible honor to have that many incredible supporters. You know, well, 14,000 in an arena start that chant sort of organically. I've never heard that before, but honestly, the reality is my only focus is 2020, making sure my father gets another 4 years to keep the winning going, to keep fighting the swamp, to keep draining the swamp, to keep fighting the establishment in the deep state, and to get things done for the American worker that he said he was going to do, which he's been doing, case after case, and I just want to keep that going.
All right. You know I'm the guy who started the chant of GOAT. I'm the guy who keeps telling people that Donald Trump is the greatest of all time, the GOAT, the best president we've ever had. He proves it every day, and I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I want you to comment on what I heard yesterday. William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, announced at a National Sheriff's Association event that you guys are going to now seriously go after sanctuary cities and the politicians who run those cities, who aid and abet criminals and protect felons and murderers and rapists. That was music to my ears. That's the best thing I've heard since Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. Reagan's always been my hero, Don. Your dad is now, to me, higher than Reagan. I think he's the greatest president in modern history, and I think by the time he's done, he'll be the GOAT. But tell us about this new sanctuary city attack. I think it's going to be great if we could break this logjam.
Well, listen, I'm not involved at all in that one, but I think it makes total sense. I mean, we've been saying this for a long time. I mean, when you look at it and you look at some of the policies that are being implemented by the left, I mean, literally illegal aliens are treated better than Americans. They want to give them free health care. Congratulations, Americans. You have to pay for yours. They want to give them free education. Congratulations, Americans. You have to pay for your children's health care and education, and you also have to pay for others. It is insane. And the sanctuary city policies where they're protecting people, in many cases, people who've done some pretty terrible things, and they're releasing them for fear that they may be deported. I mean, these are people who've done some unspeakable crimes, and they're releasing them so that ICE doesn't deport them. I mean, Americans don't get that kind of treatment. Americans don't get the benefit of the doubt the way they're giving criminal illegal aliens, and it's very scary.
I'm with you, and I think it's great that we're going after sanctuary cities. Let's talk a little bit, before we get back to your dad's accomplishments, there are many, we could talk for an hour about it, but who are they going to run against him? You got a communist named Bernie Sanders, you got a small town mayor of a failed city, South Bend. He's been a lousy mayor of South Bend, Mayor Pete, he looks like he's 12 years old. They've got Mayor Bloomberg. Did you hear what happened to Bloomberg today, the tape that came out?
That was a bad one.
Oh, my God.
Beyond the policy, listen, you can agree with the policy, but just the way he spoke,
right?
About those, We're gonna take, we're gonna put cops in only minority neighborhoods because that's the only place where crime actually happens. And, you know, we're gonna have cops throw these kids up against the wall because they're the only people to do it. And, you know, I think, you know, we disproportionately frisk too many white people. I mean, this is some pretty radical stuff. Now, the media will give him a pass. He's a leftist now. You know, the other Democrats will endorse him because he's written them checks for millions of dollars for their campaigns over the last few years. You know, so he's doing a very good job of buying himself some credibility. So because he's on that side, I'm sure he'll get a pass. But, yeah, that was pretty bad.
Well, I don't think he's going to get passed from your dad. And the great thing is that when the time comes, if he happens to be the nominee, you've got that now as ammo. And if the time comes, the media gives Bernie Sanders a pass for all the communist, socialist, Marxist policies he's got, you've got it as ammo to advertise it, go above the media, and go right directly to the American people. So we know what these
guys are. Well, I don't think the Democrats will let it be Bernie, frankly. I think they'll do whatever they can to prevent him from getting that. Now, you know, listen, I'll say this. You know, he's got a little bit of the Trumpian effect, probably from the opposite side, but he's got real crowds. He's got a real following. He's got people that are, I mean, this reminds me a little bit of 2016 for Trump, right? You know, the difference is I just don't know that Bernie's a fighter. You know, they screwed him last time in 2016, and he comes groveling and starts endorsing Hillary. You know, you saw what they did to him in Iowa, where they let Mayor Pete run around like he had won the thing when Bernie actually won the popular vote. But, you know, they sort of screwed it up because it looked like he was way ahead, and all of a sudden they changed the game, and, you know, he didn't really call them out for any of that nonsense or even really question it. So I just don't know that he has that much fight really in him. You know, it seems like it's more of a, it's a great stage act, but I don't know that there's anything really there. I don't think Trump would allow that to happen to him.
Well, and of course, look, your dad, who, you know, who always had that amazing ability to attract 20,000 people in an arena, and Bernie's the only Democrat who has any possibility of attracting big, passionate crowds. They have that in common, but your dad's crowds are representative of the silent majority. You know, we've got 51% of America. It only may be 51, and they got 49, but it is 51. I think Bernie's large crowds are representative of the fact that those are the only 20,000 people in a town that would ever go for communism. Yeah, he gets passionate crowds to come out, but is there anyone behind that crowd standing in line for Bernie? And
I don't know, man. Like I said, I've seen big numbers in these places. I mean, this is, you know, really where I think so many of the what are current thought leaders of the Democrat Party really are. They are that far left. I mean, this is the AOC, the Talibs of the world, you know. The people who are steamrolling Nancy Pelosi, you know, and forcing them into really bad tactical moves like impeachment and stuff like that, that's all coming from that wing of the party. So, you know, I wouldn't underestimate it. I mean, I get to meet reasonable and moderate Democrats all over the country. I see them. They're hardworking men and women. They just want what's good for their children. They want to live their American dream. They want to do all the things that we want to do. I think more often than not, they're more traditional, you know, old school Democrats. And I just say, well, what do you think, you know, about today's Democrat Party? And, you know, the reality is today's Democrat Party has left them. And I think that's why they're looking at Trump. And they're saying, hey, this is a guy that said he was going to do X, Y, Z. He did X, Y, Z. The results speak for themselves. The numbers, the employment numbers, the, you know, wage numbers rising, your 401Ks, you know, every economic metric, it's working for me. And, man, I think it looks good.
I thought it was very telling last week. Look, you and I could sing the praises of your dad, President of the United States, Donald Trump, all day long. But when you hear somebody like Bill Maher say to Steve Bannon on his show Real Time on HBO, Bill Maher, the ultimate liberal, said it was the best week of all time for President Trump. When you hear James Carville say, I'm scared for the Democratic Party, it's gone so extreme. There's a lot of people out there. When you see Saturday Night Live did a skit about the Democrat debate, and they made each of them look like complete fools and idiots, and when it was over, they said, who won? And they had the fake announcers say, Donald Trump. You know that things are going pretty well for us.
They're scared. But again, I never want to take any of it lightly, Wayne. I never want to go easy because, you know, when you have a mainstream media complex that's just decided to be the marketing wing of the left, when you have all these guys that will spend whatever it takes to possibly, to win and to, you know, I never want to take it easy. That's why we're out there fighting so hard. I mean, I'm going to be out there in Vegas next week. I'm going to be out there on Tuesday. February 18th, we're going to be at Meet Las Vegas at 6:30. We'll do a little kind of mini rally with Kimberly over there and a bunch of the guys from the finance team and everything like that. So if any of your listeners want to come by, if you want to come by and cover it, you know, we're going to be in all of these markets. We're going to be taking these things seriously, and we're going to be out there fighting every day.
All right, so let's talk about that as we close here and make sure everybody knows about it. It's a Keep America Great event with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly. It is next Tuesday, February 18th, 6:30 p.m. Where? At Meet Las Vegas, which is a three-story event center, 233 South 4th Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101. Don Trump Jr., National Chair of the Trump Victory Finance Committee, and, of course, Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor, Kimberly Guilfoyle. General admission doors open at 5:30 for the public. Meet Las Vegas, 233 South 4th Street. Tell us what, give us a little preview of what they're going to hear.
Well, we're going to get up there and speak some truth. I mean, I don't have a speech prepared. I just sort of get up there and do it off the top of my head like I did last night in New Hampshire. But, you know, our fans can hear from us. They can meet and greet us. We're going to spend some time with the crowd just, you know, thanking them for all of the effort that they put in, thanking for them for the support despite sort of the hits from the media and the people who attempt to try to smear them for supporting us and for just wanting to live their American dream. So, you know, we're going to be out there. We're just going to have a good time, and hopefully they will too.
All right. We appreciate everything you do, Don. Tell your dad we appreciate everything he does. I love the meme that went around last week. It was a photo of President Trump being reelected. Then it said in 2024, it's Don Trump Jr. In 2000, and I guess it was the next year. Let's forget years. But the next term after two terms of you, it was Ivanka. After two terms of that, it was Eric. And after two terms of that, it was President Trump's youngest son, Barron. And it was nothing but Trump's for the next 50 years. We all hope and pray for that, so good luck.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot, Wayne. Good seeing you, and I'll see you next week.
You got it. Thanks, Don. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The healthcare open enrollment period ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to teamgetreal.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Notes president Adam Crump will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestNotes.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
So now you heard what Wayne Allyn Root, by the way, Raw and Unfiltered, if you haven't figured that out. Shooting from the hip, speaking from the heart. And by the way, big news, if you haven't heard, we're changing time slots. Newsmax has got me now going to the 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. West Coast time slot on Tuesday the 25th. That's when it takes effect, the 25th of February, Tuesday, a week from next week, a week from next Tuesday. You'll find my show at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. Very excited, a great time slot. We feel like we're going to dominate in that slot, and very excited about the move. And thank you, Newsmax, for recommitting to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Great stuff. Liberals are just losing on every front. First of all, the Oscars yesterday, the ratings fell to an all-time low as the limousine liberals of Hollywood spouted on about politics and cows and Marxism and climate change, the most ridiculous thing anyone's ever seen, but I didn't see it. I don't know about you. I didn't watch, neither did anybody else. That's like the Democrat debate. I tweeted out on, I guess it was Friday night, I tweeted out, anybody watch the Democratic debate? Me neither. That got a lot of play. So, good news. Word on the street is there may be deep state arrests this week. Now, we've heard all this before, but we'll see. It seems like Trump is carrying out one of those Godfather moments, right? In The Godfather, there was that week where Al Pacino took out all his enemies at the same time. Now, let me tell you, it was right during the baptism, right? Remember that scene? Al Pacino's getting his kid baptized, and all his henchmen are carrying out the wiping out of his enemies. Well, last week, Trump got rid of the Vindman brothers, and then Trump got rid of the ambassador, Sondland, the ambassador to the EU. And today he fired 70 people at the National Security Council. And the word on the street is, and we've heard this before, so I'm not counting on it, but a sources, the same source that outed Eric Chiramella as the supposed alleged whistleblower, is saying Dirty Cops Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe will both be arrested this week. Both big shot FBI guys. Matter of fact, Andrew McCabe, as big as they get, he was the deputy director of the FBI, and then eventually a temporary full-time director of the FBI of the United States of America. They'll both be arrested this week, perhaps even tomorrow. McCabe and Strzok, we shall see. But Trump did fire today 70 Obama-era holdovers from the National Security Council. Good news, they're all Obama-era holdovers, all Obama appointees, and Trump and his National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, have cut 70 positions inherited from former President Barack Obama. Many were loaners from other agencies, and they've now been sent back. Guess what agency? I'm sure they all, every agency starts with the same three letters. CIA, deep state creeps. And this is what you get with liberals in charge. New York City cops have declared war on Mayor de Blasio. This is the sergeant's union, following assassination attempts on multiple officers over the weekend. When Democrats are in charge and they're socialist, Marxist, communists, cops get shot and killed. No one has respect for the law. De Blasio hates the police. He won't let the police do what they have to do. They've got two hands and two legs tied behind their back. And the criminals are in charge in New York City again because of a commie named Bill de Blasio. New York City Police Union says, we are at war. They didn't mince their words. I love these guys. Mayor de Blasio, the members of the NYPD are declaring war on you, they tweeted out. The Sergeants Benevolent Association. We do not respect you. Do not, capitalize not, visit us in hospitals. You sold the NYPD to the vile creatures, the 1% who hate cops but vote for you. NYPD cops have been assassinated because of you. This isn't over. Game on. I love it. I love it. How much trouble are Democrats in? Liz Warren stops by a New Hampshire diner and no one wants to talk to her. They just want to eat their breakfast in peace and they won't even look up from their meals. That's how popular Democrats are. Quinnipiac, in a new national poll, has Bernie Sanders kicking butt up by 8 points over Joe Biden. Biden has collapsed and he's lost all his black support. That was the one thing Biden has with black support. You know, he had two-thirds of Democrat primary voters are black, but the new national Quinnipiac poll shows support for Biden dropping from 52% to 27% since the Iowa caucus. Everyone now realizes he can't win. It's over for Joe Biden. And then we've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her boyfriend offering tips to white people. If you're white, you don't understand how racist you really are. AOC is here to offer handy tips. Heard her boyfriend Riley Roberts hit Instagram Friday night in a video created to help white people understand why they're racist and help them combat their own racism. Wow. That's amazing. I'm not even going to get into it now. It's too insulting to even get into. I'm going to remind the Democrat Party again. You need middle-class white votes to win. You don't have any of them, and you're driving them away for a generation. White people don't like you anymore. It's over. You know why? Because you're racist. You can't act like you hate white people and then expect us to vote for you. That's just plain stupid. You know what I say to black Americans? We love you. We want you to come to the Republican Party. You know what I say to legal Hispanics? We love you. Come to the Republican Party. We're protecting you. But Democrats say to white people, we hate you. Oh, and we hope you vote Democrat. Doesn't work. All right, end of the show. We love the cops. We love the military. And we love the vets out there. Thank you for your sacrifice to the nation. As I end the show, ad comes up. My message from My Doctor Suggests, with some of the best defense in the world against colds and flu. They keep me healthy. See you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.